This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention last night, a four-day virtual affair that they hope will help push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over President Donald Trump in the November election. Now, one conspicuous speaker featured last night was the former governor of the state of Ohio, John Kasich. Not only is he a Republican, but a conservative one at that.
Proud of my Republican heritage. It's the party of Lincoln, who reflected its founding principles of unity and a higher purpose. But what I have witnessed these past 4 years belies those principles.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama was the keynote speaker of the evening.
You simply cannot fake your way through this job. As I've said before, being president doesn't change who you are. It reveals who you are.
And President Donald Trump had a moment last night to weigh in on the former First Lady's speech.
She gets these fawning reviews. If you gave a real review, it wouldn't be so fawning. I thought it was a very divisive speech, extremely divisive.
The president will be formally nominated for a second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. For more on the political conventions and the campaign for president, go to voanews.com. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that Israel would oppose any U.S. F-35 warplane sales to the United Arab Emirates, despite forging relations with the Gulf powers, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. The statement followed a report in an Israeli newspaper that the Trump administration planned a giant F-35 deal with the UAE as part of the Gulf countries' U.S.-brokered move last week to normalize ties with Israel. This is VOA News. The Belarusian ambassador to Slovakia, who supported protesters rallying against the country's authoritarian president, says he has handed in his resignation. Now, that's a move indicating growing dissent at a high level of government. AP correspondent Zaria Shakely reports.
Igor Leschenyu said in an interview that it was a logical move after he recorded a video statement supporting the protests that have roiled Belarus for 9 days in a row since the presidential election that gave a sixth term to longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko. In the statement released on Saturday, Leschenyu expressed solidarity with the protesters and said he was shocked by the reports of mass beatings and torture of them, and accused Belarusian law enforcement of restoring the traditions of the Soviet secret police. I'm Zaria Shakli.
A crowd of people today gathered outside the jail while Sahare Tsikhanouskyi is being held. Now, he's the husband of presidential candidate Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya. Lithuanian and Latvian parliaments approved resolutions today calling for a new transparent presidential election in Belarus and supporting the European Union sanctions against the Belarusian. Witnesses report gunfire at a military camp outside of Mali's capital in what a local embassy described as a possible mutiny against President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Residents of Mali have taken to the streets in support of the apparent mutiny. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service says gunshots were heard today about 15 kilometers northwest of Bamako. A group of soldiers were later seen headed toward the capital. Opposition supporters have held several large protests in recent months calling for President Keita's resignation. A judge for a UN-backed tribunal said Tuesday that judges found that while Syria and Hezbollah may have had motives to eliminate former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, there is no further evidence either was involved in Hariri's 2005 assassination. Judges are reading out their verdict in the trial of four people accused of involvement in the roadside bombing that killed Hariri and 21 others as his convoy passed along the Beirut waterfront. And as far as today's COVID numbers, nearly 773,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, more than 170,000 of the deaths in the United States, and more than 108,000 in Brazil. Mexico comes in third with about half of Brazil's figures. The number of infections is more than 21.8 million globally, with about a quarter of the infections in the U.S. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.